time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hartwood Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop and Funeral Home. Oh, wait a second. Sorry about that, Shelley. I don't know why that was stuck in my head. Do you have any idea why that may be?
Really don't know. We've gone by many things. Mom has many ideas of things that we should do besides coins. That was one of them a long time ago. We just now call ourselves Wright's Coin and Adoption Agency because, people, we have these coins that we place into two good homes.
And what actually, though, I can see the connection between coin shop and funeral home, because you have to put the coins on the eyeballs before you bury the dead so they can pay Charon, the boatsman, to take them across the River Styx. Right, Forrest?
That is correct.
See? So, I mean, what a great thing. You get people right when they're vulnerable. I mean, right when they're about to bury the dead, you're like, look, I know that you're having a bad day here, but if you want to do this properly, you need to step into the coin shop here and buy yourself a couple of golden eagles or whatever you call them.
Good heavy coins.
Good heavy coins.
To make sure this guy gets to heaven. Otherwise, he's going to hell. And, you know, you didn't do all this to send him to the flaming damnation, did you? Perfect idea. I love the concept.
Mm.
You should at least maybe franchise Wright's Coin Shop out to funeral homes to catch people at that vulnerable moment.
I'll bring that up. Yeah.
Okay. Are there gold eagles out there?
Yeah, there are such things as gold eagles.
All right. I know a little bit about gold, so. So Shelley Wright, now it's Wright's Coin Shop and Gallery.
Yes.
Because for those who may have missed the first hour of the show, we're doing a little experiment here. I have an amazing, one-of-a-kind work of art, just a unique piece of art I produced, I signed with my own magic marker.
I will get the guys to hang it.
And, yeah, this is going to be in your shop, and we're not going to tell them what it is. If you want to see what it is, you have to go in the shop to see this thing.
Yes.
And then maybe you can buy it. And then I'll take that money and go on a cruise or something. Oh, wait, maybe not. There's the tie-in we were looking for, Forrest. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll get back to the cruise thing in a minute, but seriously, how are things going at the coin shop, Shelley?
Busy, busy, busy.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to keep their money in the bank. Everybody's worried that the government's going to take it, so they're coming in and buying gold and silver just as quickly as we put it out in the case.
I have friends who have told me that even if the world did not end in the year 2012, if you took that as an opportunity to stock up on things, then it's already paying off. That some of the things that people were stocking up on, like bullets, for example,
yes,
they've like doubled in value now, if you can even find them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good thing. I know that you personally do this. You stock up on your own product.
Right.
I certainly do. I know Forrest does. A lot of people are doing this now because you're not going to get a warning from anybody. They're not going to say, by the way, guys, tomorrow morning your dollar is not going to be worth anything, so you might want to, you know, go to the bank right now. That's never going to happen.
Well, the warnings, the smaller warnings are all over the place.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, I have a lot of friends that they ignore it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to think anything could happen.
If they, you know, if they said tomorrow it's not going to be worth anything, boom, instant depression all over again. Everybody mm-hmm. goes to the bank to withdraw their money all at once, and guess what? There's not enough there for all of us to do that.
So it's nice to have your own little stash of something that's not going to vanish, that you control, that is going to maintain that intrinsic value. And it's going to continue skyrocketing. I think I told you recently, I saw, and maybe this is an exaggeration, but a very respected economist and financial advisor who's had an immaculate track record has said that he thinks in the next few years that some of the gold and silver will go up by 600% in value, enough for some people to retire on. So, well, you've got a website now. It's rightscoinshop.com.
Sweet little website.
W-R-I-G-H-T-S, rightscoinshop.com. Everybody can go there and learn all about you. But for those who are afraid to jump on this monster called the Internet, how can people get a hold of you the old-fashioned way?
Call me on the phone at 828-298-5402 or come in and see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
So you're only a few miles from the Biltmore Estate, to give people a reference point.
Right.
You're off of exit 51, is it?
Exit 51, and then turn left at that light, so don't head towards Biltmore Estate.
Okay. And that's off of I-40.
Yes.
But again, the easiest thing is just to give them a buzz. So folks, write this number down. Here it is again, 828-298-5402. I'll give it to you one more time, 828-298-5402. And, you know, even if I did really hit it big, let's say somebody comes in there to your shop, Shelley, and says, you know, I've enjoyed listening to Speaking of Strange for 10 years, so I've decided to leave my fortune to Joshua P. Warren. I'm buying this painting for $10 million. Unfortunately, I have to split that with you, supposedly, right?
Uh-huh.
We'd end up in court over that one, wouldn't we, Forrest? Forrest, like, here's my cut. That's all he cares about.
Right.
But I would take some cruises, but I would never go on Carnival. You know, the funny thing is, we skipped a week because I was out in the field. By the way, great shout out to advanced investigators Shailene and Bunny and Jim. Congrats, and what a fantastic time we had. I was out in the field, and I was having a conversation about cruises, and I won't name any names here, but some of the people with me had a terrible experience on a Carnival cruise, kind of thing where, you know, the ship hit a tornado at sea, and they said water was actually jumping up out of the swimming pool and running down the elevator shaft. They had to hold on to their beds to sleep. They didn't get to stop at any ports. One of the guys, he was so knocked around, he had a dislocated retina, and he was afraid he was going to lose his eye. They wouldn't even consider that a medical emergency and give him any attention on the ship. So anyway, they're stuck for 7 days, can't get off, and, oh, but here's $50 credit at our casino. And, Forrest, you and I had a similar experience years ago. Now it's fashionable to talk crap about Carnival. But years ago, when nobody else was, we were.
We were. We got us a $20 credit.
Yeah. We didn't even get 50 bucks, did we?
Yeah.
And you know, and we won't go into all the details, but we had a bad experience, and I've been on a lot of cruises, and so has Forrest. And we said back then, we're never going to go on another Carnival cruise. And I think it's pretty bad that we now, it's just, you know, every other day it seems like there's some kind of terrible news about a cruise ship. There are lots of cruise ships that are out there operating, but the Carnival company is the one that keeps having these things happen. So it's like, maybe it has something to do with that particular company and how it's being run. But years ago, Forrest and I, we came back from a bad Carnival cruise, and we decided that we would create an accurate commercial for them. So here is the commercial that we made after the last time we ever took a Carnival cruise.
Carnival Cruise Lines and our finest ship, the Carnival Legion, announce the best deals of the century. For us,
we're a cruise line, not a port line.
Sign up for any port you like right now. Want to go to Belize, the scenic Azores, or even to the moon? It doesn't matter. We're not going to stop anywhere.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
Who needs land when you can watch endless blue water for days, spending all your money in our crappy casino and bars? It would even make Captain Morgan sick. But if you want to complain,
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
The only way to stay safe from all those diseases on land, our ship's cabin water has a creamy chocolate color. And you know even the swine flu can't live in that sewage, so you're guaranteed swine flu free. That's why
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
So when you want to stay hostage on the high seas, spend your $1,000 making sure you never see land again. But don't worry, you get $20 back. So figure out that dream location you've always wanted to watch on your cabin TV. Then give us a call at Carnival Cruise Lines, keeping you safe from filthy land and keeping us filthy rich.
We're a cruise line, not a port line.
And you know what? We happily released that into the public domain. So for all you other radio folks out there, feel free to play our commercial anytime you want. All of you who are listening, feel free to take the podcast and pass it around. In fact, that always goes for our show. You can download this show as a free MP3 at speakingofstrange.com. And once you download it, you can email it, you can send people the link, do whatever you want with it. We do this because we want to be heard. Okay. We want to get the word out there to as many people as possible. So, yeah, enough Carnival bashing, I guess. Now it seems like the tide is turning against Target stores. You know, we were talking in, earlier in the show, first hour, about a madman who ran amok in Target, I think it was in Pennsylvania, stabbing people like a maniac, like something out of a horror movie. And now here's a story of a Target store, and where is this? You know what? I'm not sure exactly. So I think our researcher neglected to put the location down here. Wherever it is, Walton County. But this is one I had to save. I had to save this for the dark 30 hour when we can talk about more controversial and outrageous stuff. And you'll see why when we get back. I'll tell you what happened there, and then we're just going to go through this stack of crazy stuff that is, it's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we wait to read some of these stories for you late at night. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and it's the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
Sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself a minute or two. As you stand under the bar light, and the band plays some song.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night, in the dark night. Dark night, in the dark night. The neighborhood was changing, strangers moving in, a new boy there for a local girl, but she made eyes with him. She was young.
That's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. This is the hour late at night when we read you some of the more outrageous and controversial stories. They're often more sordid and seedy, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you are related to any of those scenarios. I am Joshua P. Warren. Before the break, I said I had a story from a Target here, our second Target story of the night, and I wasn't sure where it took place. Well, guess what? It's in Florida. Should have known. If there's not a name there and you just have to toss out a guess, just say Florida. You'll probably be right. The odds are with you. So in Florida, at a Target, a 69-year-old man. He goes into the store and he starts following a woman around in the women's section, making her feel kind of uncomfortable. And then he walks up to her and says, "Hey, you've got blank on your thumb." Now, I do not feel comfortable filling in the blank, but it's something that comes from a man that doesn't come from a woman. Okay, who knows why he said that? So, at that point, you know, this woman just gets away from him, and apparently she was trying to find an employee, but it didn't take long until an employee goes running out of the women's section as well. Apparently this employee, who looked very disturbed, says she was hanging up a dress, and that this man walked behind her and just grabbed her buttocks, and he said, quote, "Move that ass, girl," end quote. So at that point, she ran to notify store managers, and they nabbed the guy. He denied he was even in Target, and I'm sure they have video evidence of that. So he has been charged with battery and has a court date coming up. That's kind of a disgusting, creepy old man, huh?
Ew, does nobody punch anybody in the face anymore?
But hey, it's better than being stabbed to death. But why Target? You know,
that's what I'm wondering.
Why is Target becoming a target? Maybe, see, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. They've made themselves a target.
Hmm.
Okay, Shelley, you ever have any wizards that come into Wright's Coin Shop?
Not that I'm aware of.
Really? With so many of our listeners do, I figured a wizard would be in by now. Here's a story from Seattle. A man who looked like some kind of a wizard walked into a bar, pulled down his purple sweatpants. I know wizards are supposed to be dressed with stars and moons, but in this case, he was mooning everybody. And at the same time, he was throwing, quote, some kind of smoke around the room. Truly a wizardy effect. So,
what is more wizardy with your pants down?
Well, every wizard has his wand.
Aha. Uh-huh.
That's where the magic comes
Alrighty.
From.
Alrighty.
And so, of course, the police arrived and they say they found him with his sweatpants down around his ankles. He was caught red-handed there in the act. And I'm not sure what this magic smoke was. They say it was billowing out of the hallway. But somebody was spraying around with a fire extinguisher, because obviously there was a flammable possibility there. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
At least it happened in a bar and not like the section of Target.
Hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Where was that?
Yeah, where was that?
That was in Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Here is from the UK. See, we are an international program. A woman there has avoided jail after being caught on her knees performing an act on her boyfriend inside of a bank during broad daylight business hours. They apparently were drunk, and they were filmed on closed circuit TV. A lot of people saw this, and including children. And one person said, I could see his blankety-blank thing and his floppy bits, end quote. I guess that's what they called him over there, his floppy bits.
His floppy bits. His
floppy bits were out. It's a bit unnecessary. It's not a day. Next story comes from Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Where's Mount Pleasant? Do you know, Forrest?
Just outside Nashville.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, our buddy Joe Southards lives in that direction. Joe and Sasha Southards. They're recently married. Let's see here. A Middle Tennessee woman is facing charges after police say she displayed a vulgar message about an officer who arrested her on a drug charge. The 48-year-old woman apparently left a message on a broken toilet in front of her house. So, it was, they're claiming that they don't put the message, but they say the message crossed the line of free expression because it used vulgar language and, quote, created a physically offensive condition by an act that serves no legitimate purpose, end quote. So I guess she's angry, so she writes a message on a toilet and puts it in her front yard. But since we don't know exactly what she was saying, we can use our imagination what she was probably intending to do with the toilet reference. Oh, here we go. Ohio, Willowick, Ohio, headline, a nude man on drugs screams at drivers, foams at the mouth, and acts like a zombie. That's right, naked man in the middle of an intersection there. A police officer says, I got out of my patrol car and immediately observed the male in such a crazed manner that he was not able to rationally make any statement. He was yelling and screaming, foaming at the mouth. The man started running down the street, and eventually the officer had to taser him, but it didn't work on the guy. That's when you start getting into this zombie stuff. So they're saying maybe it just malfunctioned, but it had absolutely no effect. The guy continued foaming at the mouth even as he was wrestled into the police cruiser. And doctors there said that he was on some kind of drugs, but he also is mentally ill. Yeah. This is the kind of guy who could end up eating people. You know, we had that rash of cannibal zombies. Is it picking back up again? Maybe. Here's a story from Wisconsin. A man there has been banned, quote, from all the libraries on the face of the earth.
That's pretty bad. The library will take anybody.
Says he engaged in extremely vulgar behavior. According to the complaint there, he was standing wide open on the second floor of the library, enjoying himself immensely. Okay? So, not even trying to conceal it. In fact, to the contrary. An officer was dispatched and found the man at that point sitting calmly and reading a book. I wonder what that book was. It reminds me of my little library story, but I won't get back into that one. What was in the book? So the man had he said he didn't have any idea, you know, why that people were upset, and then he sort of confessed and apologized, and apparently the court ordered him to stay out of all the libraries on the face of the earth. From here on out, that's part of his sentence.
How do you enforce that?
Well, I guess that if they get a call from a guy who is doing something other than reading in the middle of the row,
right,
and they arrest him and look at his record and see this, I bet you he's going away for a while. That's what I would imagine. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back here, what happened right down the road in Charleston, South Carolina? At a wedding. Yeah, that's 4 hours from here. Charleston weddings, usually nice, big, romantic affairs. But this one got crashed, and I'll tell you what happened when we return. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, seal it, call it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, get it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, rip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, fill it, scroll it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, pose it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it. Technologic. 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 Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt and play it, chart it, point it, zoom it, crack it, snap it, work it, erase it, write it, get it, take it, save it, load it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, fix it, crack it, drop it, zip and zip it, lock it, seal it, throw it, find it, view it, code it, jump and lock it, surf it, scroll it, code it, click it, cross it, crack it, switch, update it, name it, read it, tune it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it, take it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, zip it, drag it, drop it, zip and zip it, touch it, ring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it.
It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. That means that you should not listen to the program if you are easily offended, if there are kids around. We are reading some of the more sordid and seedy news stories here late at night for you. And by the way, of course, it is Easter weekend, and I was talking, last hour I was talking about God and Jesus and all these things, and I did do a documentary years ago called Inside the Church of Satan, in which I was the first person given permission, who's an outsider, to go inside the Church of Satan and document various rituals and things. So I turned it into this big documentary that sort of explores all the things that I found curious about why somebody would want to join something called the Church of Satan. What are these people actually like? Well, at various points throughout the movie, you will see a goat skull involved. In fact, there are a couple of scenes when you will see the skull on top of a naked woman as part of an altar. And I've decided, as part of our fundraiser for the museum, to sell this goat skull that was used in the movie Inside the Church of Satan on a naked lady altar. And if you are interested in buying this, I'm doing kind of a silent auction. So just email me. You can email me at shadowboxent@yahoo.com. Shadowboxent, as in Shadowbox Enterprises. Shadowboxent@yahoo.com. And just tell me how much you're willing to pay for this thing. And if you're the high bidder, I'll let you know. I'm going to end it in a few days. And I'll sell you this goat skull. It's a crazy thing to have that was used inside. You know, it was used in this movie, Inside the Church of Satan. Okay. Charleston, South Carolina. Wedding was crashed by what else? A nude man. A buck-naked guy from Bucks County says there was the bride, all dressed in white, and there was the buck-naked guy from Bucks County just running around exposing himself to the wedding party. He was not a guest at the wedding at the DoubleTree Hotel. But his room overlooked a courtyard where the ceremony was taking place. The mother of the bride told police he was watching the wedding from his room, naked, with his stuff pressed against the window. Oh, man! That's even...
Don't do that!
That for some reason, that's... It's almost worse than just running around naked to just have it all smushed and spread out like that.
Yeah, it really is.
In some kind of ghoulish manner across the glass. What does that look like for a guy just to smush his business against the window? They say he was doing, he did it from the front, did it from the back. He had a large tattoo on his back. That makes it easy to be identified. It's another another problem with tattoos. So eventually police went to the door, and he answered the door in a towel, and the tattoo on his back is Latin, and it says "Vi veri veniversum virus," which roughly means, "By the power of truth, I, while living, have conquered the universe." So he believed he was a god, and he said, "I am going to smush my tallywhacker against this glass overlooking this wedding." And it happened. He manifested that. Isn't that impressive, Shelley?
Manifested that. He manifested that.
He made that happen. He conquered the universe. And then look, now we're talking about him. Look at the reach this man had. He conquered it all. He made it happen. He got his name in the papers. What more is there to life than getting your name in the papers? Let's see. Lansford, Pennsylvania. A woman there facing charges of indecent exposure. Simple assault, open lewdness, and harassment. It says here she was assaulting a male at a convenience mart. And upon arrival, the police officer saw the woman standing by the trash, nude from the waist down. And, so that, you know, obviously, for some reason, there's something weirder to me about people who just have their pants off. I mean, it's weird enough to be naked, but if you just got your pants off, I'm not sure how that happens. How does that manifest exactly? What do you think, Shelley?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know what to say about that. It's so weird and...
It's like it's all business from the waist up and all party down here, baby. It's a party below and a business is... anyway.
Yeah.
So she's standing there, pantsless, as they call this phenomenon, pantsless. And so the officer says, "What's going on here? Why are you pantsless?" And the woman says, well, she's gotten into an argument with her boyfriend. And the officer says, okay, so why are you pantsless? And she said, well, the argument is because he is refusing to have sex with me. And sure enough, as he interviewed the two, apparently... he didn't want to do what she wanted to do. The argument escalated. So she started slapping him and punching him, and then she finally just bit him on the forearm and then supposedly grabbed his jewels and began to twist them.
Oh, yeah, I can see why he didn't want anything to do with her.
I thought that was the erogenous button there. That's how you turn it all on. It's just... It's like a combination, man. You got to know how many twists to the right, how many twists to the left. Yeah. And then, ooh, it blossoms. Love blossoms. So anyway, the boyfriend fled, and
with her pants.
And then she chased the boyfriend, yelling obscenities.
Gosh.
They end up at this store, and he asked the clerk to call 911. And so says here that, you know, she was upset because she said for the past 2 days her boyfriend had just been playing with the Xbox with his friends and not paying attention to her.
Oh, that's men.
Especially if you're with that kind of woman.
Yeah.
So that's what happens, man. You know, it's like you have all these stories about guys who are supposedly trying to pick up women, but boy, if a woman is the one who wants it, hell hath no fury. This is one of these nasty ones. This is from the UK. Here we go again. A doctor, a general practitioner, filmed himself groping 300 women using a secret James Bond-style camera hidden in his watch.
Ew.
Now, you know, we read a story not long ago about a doctor who had a pin he would hang around his neck with a camera.
Yes.
He got caught with tons of footage. He committed suicide. So this guy is 45 years old. This little spy watch apparently only cost 60 pounds, so not even $120. And he was using this for unnecessary and inappropriate inspections. This went on for years until somebody realized that, well, okay, apparently he was not just, you know, doing this through his examinations. There was a woman who was staying in his house and realized that he had been filming her in the shower, and one thing led to another. So now they say they have 361 video clips. Some of them are 45 minutes long, and they think that, well, they've contacted about 3,000 potential victims, but they think the exact number is around 300, aged between 14 and 51. So this guy is, he's going to go to prison, but it's just so creepy.
It is creepy.
That doctors can and apparently will do that sort of thing nowadays. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the last three stories of the night. Last three I have saved here, and you know what? There is a disturbing trend. I will explain everything when we return. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren.
Deep road.
And we are in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and I've saved the darkest and most twisted for last. That's why I'm reminding you that these stories are not for the kiddies, okay? They're not for the easily offended. Tune out now if you don't want to hear some of the more sordid and seedy stuff, at least for the next several minutes here, until we end the show. Then you can tune back in if you don't want to hear. But these are real news stories. And if you doubt that, you can go to speakingofstrange.com. You'll find links to some of this, especially if you go to our Facebook page. Mobius does a really good job of posting links to these things. And also, you can find some links to some auctions, I believe, that I've got going on now to raise some funds for new exhibits at the Asheville Mystery Museum. Some cool stuff that you might enjoy there that I have on eBay. Okay, here we go. First story from Orlando, Florida. That's right, the world of fun and sun. Okay, in a hotel, somebody called 911 to report, quote, sounds of screaming and growling coming from a room on the second floor, end quote. The caller said it really sounded like something out of a horror movie. So the police arrived. They knocked on the door. And the woman who opened the door, she was naked. She had blood all around her mouth, which had spread to her face and head, and she was growling and snarling and acting like some kind of rabid animal. Behind her on the bed was the victim, covered in a significant amount of blood and numerous bite wounds, the most significant being to, yes, that part of his body. Here is what happened. The victim later told deputies that this was a hooker that he had hired for the evening. He took her to a nice dinner. They went back to the hotel room. They drank some alcohol. The woman used something maybe like ecstasy. And then a little switch got flipped, and she turned into a monster, a true zombie hooker. This woman went straight for his little vital sensitive places and just started gobbling them. The damage that she did was so significant that she's being charged with attempted murder. They say also there was a toy, a little sex toy there, that had weird bite marks all over the toy. So this woman was... See, if you need a reason not to bring a hooker back to your hotel room, it could be zombie hooker. And how dumb you're going to feel the rest of your life if you're the lucky guy who gets zombie hooker.
This is a cautionary tale.
That's right. We do our best. Next story comes to us from Malaysia. You guys may remember the Heaven's Gate thing when a guy believed that, the group believed that when the comet came by, they had to commit suicide. Well, this is maybe related to that, except... A Malaysian man believed that because of comets and aliens passing nearby, it was time to take a knife and to cut off his father's genitals and then his own. So this guy just savagely attacked his father, cut everything off, and then did the same to himself. They say... amazingly, doctors apparently have been able to reattach both of these things. The son is in stable condition. His 67-year-old father is in intensive care. The man who did this is 40 years old, and he works as a mechanic. But he believed that for whatever reason, the doomsday justified this. And lastly, this is from Africa. And this is so weird, but, okay, again, folks, this is not for kids, not for easily offended, too. Now, I'm just going to tell you what the story from the Huffington Post says. Here's the headline. Penis stealing on the rise in African countryside. So here we got the economy, they say, in shambles. Drones could be surveying your house, and now people are stealing this. They're running around. There is an illicit and lucrative trade in organs. I don't know exactly what they're doing with them, but guys, you might want to wear the chastity belt this time, because there are thieves looking for that. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like it.